Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, where we want to give you tips on staying healthy and even expose common myths about health and aging so you can enjoy a healthier and active life in the amazing South Sound. Brought to you by Dr. Jennifer Penrose, owner of Penrose & Associates Physical Therapy.
All right, my name's Jennifer Penrose and I want to welcome you to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast. And today we are interviewing Lando, who owns the CrossFit at Cloud City Athletics. And we're really happy to have you here today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So this will be fun to hear your journey and also to kind of tell people a little bit more about strength training and maybe even some misconceptions they have about the CrossFit style and a little bit more specifically how your gym is different. And then, you know, we're also going to kind of tie in a little bit about mobility and proper warm up and cool down and hit on nutrition a little bit through some of the stories that you're going to share. So this will be a good podcast for people to kind of sit back and learn a little bit more about strength training and maybe even give you some insight and some misconceptions you might have about CrossFit. So I'm excited for this. So let's start with just your story, Lando. Kind of go back in time here. Give us your background, how you got into this, and how you opened the place that you're at now. So go ahead and kind of talk away.
All right. So I joined the Army, I think 2007 I joined. And then I got stationed here in Washington. And then during my deployments is where I really found fitness. In the Army, you really like to do fitness. And we run, do push-ups and everything. So for a couple of years, I would just do normal bodybuilding stuff, just normal lifting weights, running long distance, do things like that. And then around like my third deployment, I went overseas as a civilian. I started following CrossFit.com, the regular blog back in the day. And I just started falling in love with the intensity of it. So it was just something like it was different. So it was a new way of working out. I saw results from it. So I was excited about it. And then I get back from the deployment and I go to a regular CrossFit gym that used to be out here in Lacey because I used to stay in Lacey. So I went to a gym here. That gym's not open anymore, but it was a gym I went to for a couple years. And then I started getting more towards the competitive side and wanting to do workout longer, 2-3 hours a day. And
wow.
And then I ended up moving. Just I bought a house in Graham and separated for a while, and then I decided to open up a gym, and I opened up with a previous gym that I was a part of. And then that was when we started focusing on going team for CrossFit regionals. And then during that time is when I went and I got my CrossFit level one cert, and I started coaching people as well. So I was coaching and competing and kind of dabbing in both and really getting into the sport, right? And then so we ended up taking a team to the CrossFit Regionals. And I think that one was in Portland. So it was in Portland, I think it was top 15 teams of the West Coast or the Northwest region would go. We were part of that. We went, we competed as a team. Then we came back. And then I kind of separated from that gym. It wasn't financially something that I think was stable with my lifestyle. So I went and I coached at another gym in Tacoma, and then we took another team and we went to, I think, Portland again, and we competed there. And then after that, I decided that I wanted to have my own gym. So then I went and we opened up Cloud City Athletics, which is the home of CrossFit Cloud City. And then during all that time, like I went and I started doing more education, and I would go to different certs. So I have my USAW cert. There's another cert for the CrossFit. It's called OPEX, and it's a guy. His name's James Fitzgerald. He created a course, and it's a coaching course. They teach you how to like do assessments and properly create programs for people individually. And so what I try to do is try to take as much of that I felt was needed and bring it to the group model, right? And then so throughout that time, I'm learning about those things, and then I decided once I opened up my gym, I really cut back on competing and focus mainly on coaching. And I really focused on that part by like having individual athletes who are competitors and then also coaching the group model who people who aren't competitors and really separating the two as in making it two different programs.
So like the group is more people who want to do fitness and health but don't necessarily want to do at the competition level.
Yes. So what like they don't need to do like all the stuff and all the volume that the competitors need to do.
Right.
So I really try to separate those two, and by just, you know, my individual athletes, they have that, and I kind of, and they're like my model for that. Like this is, I think, the route if you want to be competitive. Like this is the route that I suggest to go. Like it's just my opinion on that. But and then if you want to just be healthy and fit, or just your lifestyle only fits this 1 hour a day, then the group classes that way. But I also offer like a more, so every program has a like a harder version, which I call performance, right? So we have the regular class version for programming, but we also have a performance one where everything's scaled up quite a bit, but it's for people who already have those skills and have the prerequisites to.
So they already have a kind movements. Of a basis, a foundation
yeah,
to
they
build
have,
on.
Or they've done class long enough that they've developed the skills to want to go into there, but it's never something that I require people to do. It's just offered for people who are looking for more.
So it really depends on what their goals are.
Yes.
And when you talk to them of what they're looking for, how they kind of get funneled into the group or one-on-one competitive, if they really have the time and the commitment to do that.
Yeah, or if they come to me and that's their main goal, like then we will go that route. Right. But I never like, it's never forced on anybody. Like, hey, you should be competitive right. or just...
No, you have to want to do that.
Yeah.
Anything at the competitive level invests so much time and energy. Yeah. So you've been doing the group and the individual kind of from the beginning then.
Yeah, so from the beginning. I would say like 2 to 3 years, I think 2017 is when I really got into the individual programming and really digging and learning about, you know, the fundamentals and different elements of like how to just get someone stronger and faster and just really practicing, right? It's a skill. Everybody, you know, there's principles that I follow, but it's also designing it and communication with the athlete, like getting them to respond to that style of training. And that's just what I've really been working on that end. But also like using some of the methods that I see really work and then bringing it back to the group training just on a scale level. And so they're also having fun too. Like one thing I noticed, like people aren't having fun. Like I've tried like linear progression, like where each week is the same movement, but we just get a little bit stronger, a little bit more reps, and it works for a while, but it isn't something that I found like people are, they don't get excited about it as much as me just changing up the movements. And I keep it to certain movement patterns, but I change what movements we're doing within those movement patterns.
Yeah. You don't want people to get bored.
No.
So tell us a little more about CrossFit Cloud City Athletics. Like if I was to walk in there, what kind of people would I run into? How is it a little bit different from another gym? Like kind of paint that picture for someone who really is like, I have no idea what to expect when I walk into this place.
So first I'll start like why it's different, right? First, like why this group model or is different. And it's a lot of times people start and they want to have these fitness goals, but they go to a regular gym and they don't really know what to do, or they found a plan online, but they really don't understand like what it takes, like how they should move, the proper form. And then they end up getting hurt, or they just demotivated because they're in there by themselves and they're just grinding it out. Mm-hmm. So I think with our style of fitness, you come in, the program's written, the coach knows what to do. The coach is teaching you proper form. We have a warm-up. We have the workout. We have the cool-down. And so you're kind of just guided through. You can just come, and then we walk you through the workout. So you don't even have to think about it. You just kind of come in.
Oh, we can be totally lazy with thinking. We just have to do.
Yeah, which I think a lot of people do after like long days of work. They don't really want to think about it. They just want to come
in and do it
and work out.
No, that's great. No, I find that in physical therapy in my world, it's like, just tell me what I need to do. You can explain the why, but tell me what I need to do.
Yeah. And I would say like Cloud City is different just because I bring the element of like I know how to coach these higher level athletes, and I just bring that element down to the group, right? So they also do the fun stuff that they see, but we do it in like a safe way and at a level that the group classes can, you know, they can have fun for that 1 hour of the day. And, right. you know, but it's also programming that I think I spend a lot of time working on. It's not something that I just write up, and there's a lot of thought into it and a lot of like making sure that there's balance between pushing movements, pulling movements, squatting movements, core movements, bending, carrying. Like I really focus and make sure there's a great balance throughout like the entire month that we've touched all those different movements so that there's never something that like we're just focused on and that's our primary and then we just overdevelop something. I try to make sure that we're developing all the movement patterns that we can in different planes. We practice different movements. And
I'm going to just kind of define so that our listeners know, like different planes of movement, meaning like going forwards, going backwards, going sideways, yeah. going diagonal. You use different muscles in different ways depending on which way your body's moving. Mm-hmm. And I think people can relate to like pushing and pulling. You yeah. know that you're using a different set of muscles for that. It's great that all that you're really putting in the time and the effort to really try and get every muscle group in every direction, because that's really kind of what daily life needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my next question, like if I join CrossFit, you know, can walk us through what happens next. So at your gym at Cloud City Athletics.
So now we have a, we call it foundations, like a startup, a beginner's program, right? So
Like an onboarding.
Yeah. So if you sign up, especially if you're a beginner, like if you've done CrossFit before, we'll let you try out a class and we'll see where you're at. And
oh, so you'll watch them move first and make sure that they're
good. They're good to go. But we'll do a foundations, and this is where it's a smaller class, like 4 to 5 people, and a coach will be there and actually like demonstrate and go over movements just in a little bit more detail than you would in a normal class. And everything's structured around those certain movements each day. So we start off, you know, you start off just learning like how we teach the squat and how we teach bending. And so basically like a deadlift or a pull from the ground. And then we talk about bracing and how to brace the core. And then we go over all these fundamental things that just will lead you down the path. And then it's just a basic run through so that they understand the terminology, or at least they've become familiar. Like if a coach says the word, they at least heard it before and they kind of know what. The coach in the class is still there to teach them if they get stuck or anything like that. But we at least want to run them through a beginner's class so that they're just familiar with everything. And then this is, that's a time where the coach can actually like break down their movement and be like, well, you shouldn't be deadlifting all the way from the floor. Like maybe in class, when you, if there's deadlifts, you go grab a box or a plate and then you set the bar on top of that so you don't have to go all the way down to the ground, but you can still perform the movement from the blocks, or, you know, you're not doing a complete hinge, especially if you like, you can't touch your toes and stuff. You shouldn't be trying to pull from the ground that way because you couldn't do it properly. So we try to, we're going to start implementing where they learn those things in that foundations class. And then so they can come to class kind of more prepared and they already know what to do. The coach will still help them out, but they also have some idea like, oh, I probably shouldn't be doing this, or
right,
things like that. So that's kind of where we're leading it. And that's a, it's about 6 days, so 3 days a week for 2 weeks. And then we integrate them into class and then we teach them about like, and then they just learn like how, what to do when they come to class and how the class environment is. They get to experience all that. And then from there, we kind of hope that, you know, they stick around and
keep wanting to come. Sure. No, that sounds good. Interesting, like with physical therapy, lifting is one of the big things that people come in here with a, you know, back injury, and teaching them how to lift properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole hip hinge technique, like everybody has heard lift with their knees. And it's like, it's really lift with your glutes, your butt, your hips. Your hips are the power horse. And to get that to shift, to get people to understand how to use their hips and mm-hmm. how to hinge with their hips and not use, you know, to abuse their knees or their back. It's a struggle for people when they've been doing it a certain way for so long, getting them to change a movement mm-hmm. pattern. I don't know if you find that with people.
I see it all the time. And then like, oh, well, it's okay to deadlift like that, but let's try to make it better. Let's push the knees back a little bit more. Let's hinge a little bit further, like push your glutes back or push your butt back a little bit further. And then, oh, but it doesn't feel comfortable. Well, I'm like, well, it's new, so we need to practice.
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah. But you shouldn't feel your back really at all. When you do it correctly, you're like, oh, this is like all legs. Exactly. Yeah. So I love it when people get it because then you know that they're going to do it right going forward. Well, that's good. So like an onboarding class, a foundations class, and then they can start to do the other group classes. And then there's a coach that's kind of watching and definitely giving them some feedback if they need it to be kind of guided through. So when, if I was to come, like, are there certain times, like you run the hour, you know, the warm up and the actual workout and the cool down, is it certain times that you come, like at 5:30 a.m., 6:30 a.m., 7:30?
We have a 5:30 a.m. class.
Woo!
And this is, it's actually a big class. A lot of people come, the before work crew. They're a fun group, but that's, you know, that's one of our bigger classes. And then there's a 8:30, 9:30, 10:30 class. And that's, and then we have childcare for two of those classes. So, you know, we get moms who come in and bring their kids, and that's like the, you know, most of the time, if you need childcare, you come to those morning classes. Mm-hmm. And then that's like what you see there too. You see your everyday mom and then just normal client. You would just come, the person who wants to get fit, and they come to those classes. And then in the afternoon, you get the people who come after work, right? So then that's a 4:30, 5:30, and then we do a 7 o'clock class. So we have one late class just for traffic or anything happens like that. You won't miss that time. You can still come in at seven. So that group is, it fluctuates. Sometimes everybody can come in earlier, but sometimes I get a whole bunch of people who come in later. And it's the same thing. People who have daily jobs, they come in, they get their hour, they leave. And
you have a lunch crowd that tends to come
in? We don't have a lunch crowd right now. Okay. So.
All right. Yeah, you just never know.
We're normally open during that time, but we haven't seen much
like traction. It's either before or after. Yeah. Good. And then it sounds like that you're, the terms of competitions, do you form not just individuals that want to compete, but do you guys form a team still? Because you talked about that in the past of being part of a team. Do you still have teams or?
Yeah, we have a team actually going to compete in next month in Miami.
All right.
So they made the elite division for that. So yeah, so we said we still have some people who want to compete and they really, that's their motivation for working out and doing stuff like that. But other than that, we do participate in like the CrossFit Open, and that's like a yearly global competition.
That's where everybody, like, I see that on Facebook and I'm like, oh, here we go. It's the Open, the magic word.
Yeah. So I try to make it to where that's our one time where we test, right? Where we push it and, right? Because I think it's okay every once in a while, test the limits, test your capacity.
Right.
And I try to make that for that time period, but it's a 5-week competition. Every Thursday, a workout's released, and then we do the workouts normally on Friday. I think next year we're probably going to change it to Saturday because I think it gives us more time and doesn't interfere with everybody's work week, right? So Saturday we kind of do that, but there's also a scaled version for those workouts, right? So it comes out with a regular version, and then there's a scale version. Okay. So there's also two versions in which you can participate in.
Oh, that's nice.
But you can also like put your score on the internet and see where you place among your peers. And you can also score between the gym and have a little friendly competition inside the gym. But it's only, we only do that once a year. So
neat. No, that makes it kind of fun. If people are into that, they can participate to the level that they want to. It sounds like. All right. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the myths of CrossFit. So some common misconceptions that people believe about it, things that you want to kind of, you know, this is your microphone to the outside world, a little bit of like, all right, I keep hearing this, or I keep thinking people believe this about CrossFit, and I want to have, you know, put that to bed. So kind of go ahead and jump in.
So one thing is CrossFit is just a license. Right. So every affiliate owner is allowed to run the gym however they choose to.
Okay. So there's some variability.
So every gym is probably going to be different.
Okay.
So just because one gym, or you may have a bad experience at one place, doesn't mean that the next place will
be exactly the same.
There's no structure. So it's all up to the coach and up to the owners to figure out how they want to run and what kind of culture they want to bring to there. So that's kind of, that's one thing. Not every gym is the same just because they have the name CrossFit in it.
Right. So your workout today isn't going to be the same as another CrossFit across town. It'll be different.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so you do have some gyms who are way more competitive. Like their main focus is competition. And then you have some gyms that totally shy away, like they have nothing to do with competition. So you kind of get those spectrums of gyms, with just, and that's in, like, in the United States, you'll see that a lot.
Okay.
Another thing is that CrossFit gets you hurt. That's the biggest one. I think that's the, and no, I wouldn't say it's a myth. I think everything you do that involves activity, like any type of sport, like any type of weightlifting, there's some risk of injury.
Right.
But I think it's just that CrossFit's new, so it's easy to just blame that. Like, it's just, oh, look at that. So injury. I just think it's also like what gets you hurt is like stress levels, doing things improper. Like, is, you know what I mean? So I think at our place, we really focus on, are people moving properly? Are they doing things within their ability? Like, are, if they're trying too hard, like, how do we have that conversation with, hey, you probably need to pull back, or what are they doing? You know what I mean? We focus on that individual as much as we can in a group setting, right? But we're there all the time, so we get to see them. So I kind of know, like, oh, so-and-so is having not such a good day, or so-and-so is feeling better, right? And then I can kind of guide them and be like, hey, like, let's just take it easy today, or hey, let's not do the harder version. Let's do the easier version. Or I watch them lift and I'm like, oh, they look off. Like, hey, let's scale the weight back. Let's do a little bit lighter weight today. Just try to move a little bit faster, right? And then that's my way of trying to prevent them from any injury or anything like that. And I think that that's where the misconception is, that every gym is trying to get people hurt, or every CrossFit gym will get you hurt. And I just think it's the way it's coached and presented, and how we take care of people and structure of programming and things like that. The balance of it is what helps you. It helps prevent injury as much as we can.
Yeah. You're having a balanced workout. And I think the emphasis on the warm up and the cool down is really key. And we chatted earlier about that, but maybe you want to kind of launch into that a little bit of how much, you know, you have an hour workout, but you definitely have a segment that's a warm up piece and a cool down piece, and the importance of how that's going to prevent injuries.
Yeah, like we were talking before. So when you come to class, like as soon as you come in, there's going to be a warm up, and the coaches lead the warm up, right? So it's not like just, hey, warm up and then we'll talk after the warm up. So the coaches lead the warm up. So I actually demonstrate like what I want them to do, how we do it properly. Like, if we're going to do ankle distractions or anything like that, like I show them, like set the band here, place it here, move around for a couple, five or six pulses. And then, or, you know, so we normally start with some type of cardio, some type of two, 3 minutes of cardio, get the body hot. And then we move into movements that will prep them for what we're going to do for the workout. So some type of, you know, light shoulder press if we're pressing that day, or bent over rows or ring rows if you were going to pull that day. And just, we kind of structure it to get them prepared to either for the strength and the workout. So then we do that warm up. I think they normally takes about 5 to 15 minutes is the, depends on what we're doing. If we're doing strength work, it's about 15 minutes. If the strength work is more like bodybuilding-ish, then the warm-up's kind of like 5 minutes, and then we just go into the, you know, the more bodybuilding type strength work. So we actually, in our gym, we actually do like bent over rows and curls, and, you know, because those things still have their benefit.
Sure. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
So we don't totally eliminate those movements. So we actually add those in. And then we do a workout. The workouts are we do like some type of strength. So whether it's bodybuilding strength, or it's a squatting, or rear foot elevated split squats, or some type of single arm, single leg movement. Like, we kind of progress back and forth through full body movements and then single leg and single arm.
Right. Movements. So isolated things versus full body global things.
Yeah. So we go back, we cycle through that throughout the month, so that we're make sure there's just a balance in that, right? Make sure there's no imbalances, and we're actually working on those. Even if not everybody has them, it's good to just still touch.
No, everybody should be doing some balance activity. Most people, they don't do enough of that. I liked what you said earlier about the, in terms of the mobility and the warm up. You talked about ankle distraction, and I think some of our listeners probably don't even really know what that is, but stretching the ankle using these straps and mobility bands. They allow more movement at the ankle joint, which is critical for getting correct form with squatting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, that's sort of why I'm thinking you're using that.
Yeah, so that's why we do them. Just depends on what we're doing. So we can sometimes we use the hip, depends on if we're hinging, or shoulders if we're going to press.
Right.
And we'll go through that. Or
But it's always related to whatever is upcoming.
So yes. That, so it's
the warm up is always in conjunction with whatever's about to come. So it's a preparatory thing that it's not always going to be the same exact warm up every time.
No. So the warm up changes every day, just as the workouts change every day.
Yeah.
So I try to spend a lot of time just focus on the warm ups and making sure they're not, because they can get repetitive as well if you allow it to. But it's also fun to try new movements and try new things in the warm up, because not everybody does all these things, or they see like the athletes do them, and they're really good to do, but I allow them to try it and see if they can do it, right? Like the curiosity of like, oh, I wonder if I can do that. I kind of allow, I put the movements in the warm up and play around. Like we'll try cartwheels, or we'll try things like that. Just the right movement and have people try new things. Like it's fun to do that as well.
Yeah. No, that's neat. What do you think you hear about from people that make them hesitate to join a CrossFit type gym? Like once they have joined, do you ever later on hear their little background and their story of what kind of held them back, or what some like, okay, why did I wait? Like I, you know, some, I guess it kind of goes along those misconceptions maybe, but are there hesitancies that you find are kind of some common threads or stories out there?
Yeah. One time I heard like, oh, like, I know someone was scared to come to the afternoon classes because they thought, like, all the bros were in the afternoon, right? So they just had the idea that, like, all the competitors and all the people who are really, really fit and have six-packs and muscles, they all work out at the afternoon classes. So but when they come, they see it's normal people. It's people who just want to be fit, who want to look better, who just come get their hour in, and then it kind of eases them, and then they're free to come whenever they want. I also see like people think that CrossFit is just a sport, right? It's not a fitness modality. It's not a way to get fit. Some people are like, oh, I just thought it was what I seen on TV or the documentaries that I've saw.
Right. Like they think it's all about the open.
Yeah.
You know, cause but that's what you see.
Yeah. But it's just a training style. It's just a style to train for fitness.
To be healthy and strong and more mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your age range? Like what's your,
I think I looked this up and it's, actually it's like 30 to 39 is like our
most common demographic,
and it's women.
Yeah.
So it's women between the ages of, 30 to 39. And then for the males, I think it's a little bit younger. It's like 28 to like 35 is our average for the males.
Sure. And then what's your, in terms of the spectrum, like your youngest client that you've had and then your oldest client, out of curiosity, like what's your split that you've
so our recall? Youngest client would be like 16.
Okay.
Then our oldest I think is like 60, in the 60s.
Yeah, I would think something like that. But it's not, I think sometimes people think some of our older clients can't handle weight training. It's like, no, they need strength, and they, as long as you do it progressively and you work within their movement ability and you keep progressing that over time safely, you're going to be fine. But you need to be strength training in your 50s and 60s.
Yeah. And the cool thing is like, so everything we write, or everything I prescribe, so that's what I'll call the workouts, is I prescribe the workout for the day and then they come, they do it, right? But everything's scalable, right? So everything that we do there, like you only do it to your abilities.
Right.
It's not like you have to do what's written. It's just what I think needs to be done for the day. But we break everything down into like movement patterns, right? So as long as you can do some form of those movement patterns. So if we're squatting, say we're back squatting, but you can't back squat, but you can grab a medicine ball and squat with that. Or you can grab a kettlebell and do a goblet squat. So that variance is what is needed like to keep you fit, then we'll add that into, you know, then I'll change that for you. Like, hey, maybe you should just goblet squat for the day.
Yeah.
You know, instead of back squatting, or work on that. Or maybe you had something that's nagging you, we'll change it. And so you still get your workout in.
Right.
And then I tell everybody it's your workout, like change it to how you want to do, what you're feeling for the day.
Right.
Make it your own and just follow these guidelines that I prescribe for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, I think people need to realize it's a little more, it's a little more hands-on and a little more tailored mm-hmm. than going to just a bigger gym and trying to figure out your workout on your own, or just going to jumping into a Zumba class and just, you know, it's just a little more tailored, it sounds like to me.
Yeah. I think, and we also focus on strength a lot, and I just think that's really important for just fitness, right? Like just to be like to be strong for yourself, right? Like you don't have mm-hmm. to reach these maximum weights or be the strongest person ever, but just there's just certain prerequisites that we should strive for, right? Like we should want to try to do a pull up, and we should want to do, you know, dips and move our body weight and things like that.
Right. And what I see on the physical therapy side, when I see these people in their 50s and 60s and having to go through a surgery or something, the stronger they are ahead of time, the faster their recovery, they have, you know, less risk of falls when they have stronger hips and core and their ankle, you know, they can react. I mean, there's just so many things that when you see it on my side of it as a physical therapist, always having to treat the injury part or the fall, the consequences of the fall, like being able to get them afterwards once they're rehab, like, okay, now you need to also just stay healthy. Like we got you better and you're kind of back to almost a baseline, but now what are you going to do going forward so we don't have this again and you can enjoy life on the terms that you want to enjoy it, right? Like, so get fit, stay fit. But if they can commit to that as a lifestyle, and that's probably what you find is when people are most successful, if they just commit to the lifestyle.
Yeah, just I think it's just accepting, like, this is something you're probably going to have to do.
To do what you really want to do.
To do what you really want to do. And it doesn't have to be like, I think it's, everybody's like, well, if I work out, I got to work out 5 days a week. When in all actuality, just 3 days a week is fine.
Yeah.
Maybe walk 2 times a week and then do weight training for 2 to 3 times a week. And that's enough to keep you going and do the things you like to do. So
it doesn't have to be overcomplicated.
No.
We humans can overcomplicate things. So I think we'll just take a quick little short break here and then we'll move on to our next segment.
As a listener to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, Penrose Physical Therapy is offering a reduced entry cost for our once-a-month workshop on self-massage and stretching. Learn how to use a foam roller, massage stick, and mobility stretching for a reduced cost of $10. Contact us at 360-456-1444. That's 360-456-1444 to register for the workshop. As a bonus to Lando's CrossFit members, we will be doing a free workshop on shoulders at CrossFit Cloud City Athletics in February. Be on the lookout for details in the email or contact Lando to find out the time and date of that workshop. And now, back to the show.
Okay, so we are back from our break, and now we're going to let Lando tell us a story about just how someone has changed when they started CrossFit, just kind of the transformation they went through, some key things that you noticed and what they loved about it. So go ahead and kind of walk through someone's kind of story through CrossFit.
Yeah, so we'll just start with, we have a female client. She's, I would say, 35 to 40 age range, in that age range. And she came to CrossFit because she was tired of all the other gyms and not knowing what to do and it, just ready for a change, right? So she comes to our gym and you can tell, like, she's just frustrated because all the misinformation out there and just trying things and things like that. So she comes and it's hard, right? Like doing strength for the first time and doing cardio, especially just being, I would say, more on the heavier side, more, a little bit overweight, right? So cardio is a little bit harder at that time, and things are moving. So she just goes through it, keeps trying, starts off 3 days a week, then goes to 4 days a week, and then we start working on her nutrition. And then we started slowly. Well, the funny thing is that when I started working with her nutrition is I'd actually force her to eat more. And I told her that she needed to eat more food because I felt like she tried every diet and yo-yo dieting. And, you know, there was some repercussions for that, like always being in a deficit for a long time. you know, so we would just wanted to get back to normal, have her body feeling better. So we gave her more food, gave her more food. And then through that time, she just focused on her performance in the gym. And her performance in the gym got better and over time. And then once we reached the point, but then she even started to lose a little bit of weight based on eating more food and performing better.
And when you say eating more food, you, what kinds of food are we talking about? Are we talking like fruits and veggies and lean meats?
So lean meats and fruits and veggies and good fats, healthy fats, right? Staying away from a lot of processed food and trying to make it as balanced as possible. You know, we didn't restrict her completely, but it was just the focus was like, hey, like 80% of your food needs to be from whole food sources.
And clean eating, no processed. Yeah.
And then if you have a snack here and there, like that's fine, but just make sure the primary meals, you're right. getting whole foods.
Right.
And so we led down that path, and then we slowly started to put her in a deficit, but real slow. Like, I would say we would take away a little bit of food every 2 weeks, and then she started, and next thing you know, like, progress was happening really fast. Her gym performance was getting better, and then she was getting more excited to come to the gym because everything was going well. And you can see, like, her mindset towards, like, how she treated things and how she handles situations where she has to go out to eat with her friends and being able to choose a healthier choice during that time. And just those things change, and then you can see that she's accepted it as that's her new lifestyle. And I think that was awesome, like to see the mindset change through our like first consultant to every, because we do a check-in every week. So she answers a questionnaire, and then I respond to each question. And we ask questions like, how are you sleeping? How's your energy throughout the day? Where do you think you were compliant throughout the week? And what was hard? What was good? Like, what were your goals this week? And then, so once I get those answers back, then I can kind of tailor and give her advice on what she should do next. Like, if she's having trouble with, oh, this is a stressful week, and this is, I wasn't able to plan correctly. And, you know, just reassure, like, okay, like, 1 week's not bad. Like, it won't hurt you.
Right. It's if it falls into a pattern.
Yeah. And then so this is what we need to do leading forward. And then, but I think the biggest thing is just seeing how mixing the nutrition and the fitness together just led her to really be excited about coming to the gym and actually making fitness and being healthy a lifestyle. And over time, like, and then this journey's still going, right? So we just get to keep working with, I'm still working with her. So I get to see like where this ends and how far we can take it and where she wants to take it and go through those lines.
Okay, cool. So would you say that kind of transformation, that story is a somewhat common one of that age range and that demographic, like kind of that story a little bit?
I think once they understand like nutrition and fitness like are together, right? Like being healthy is just more than just showing up to the gym, and it's more than just eating healthier. It's kind of combining the two, like movement and diet.
Right.
Once those like two things click, then you see like, oh, then you start to see transformations and things like that. But I think when you're stuck in trying to just do the just fitness for the day, but eat whatever you want, or you just eat whatever you want, but not work out, you kind of don't see.
Right. Yeah.
The transformation as quickly as you would.
What are things that, like, when people have been coming for a long time, what do they say about CrossFit at Cloud City Athletics? What are things that you hear them saying about why they keep coming, or when they try to get, you know, I'm sure just like in my business, when, you know, they tell their friends and other friends start coming, like, what are some phrases and things that you hear your loyal, longtime people say?
They just love our community, like our environment, right? It's always positive environment. We, for the most part, right? Like, I wouldn't say like every day is like 100%, but I would say, you know, 99%, it's always a positive experience. We always try to have fun. We try to make it something where they come and they enjoy that hour, right? That hour is like, they want to come back the next day and they want to keep working out. But we also provide a challenge, right? So we also offer that community feel, but we also challenge them by making sure, you know, like pushing, like, hey, you can lift a little bit heavier today, or hey, you could go a little bit faster, right? We just challenge them in that way that we expect them to move better and, you know, improve, but we also want them to be part of the community. And I think that's what people like about us.
Yeah, good. what is it that you really want the community of Lacey to know about CrossFit at Cloud City Athletics? What is it that you, I mean, that could be part of it, but is there anything else that you really want the listeners today to really know about your place or about coming there?
Yeah, it's, you know, we want the best for everybody. So coming to us, like, let us help you reach your goals, or even if you don't even know that you just want to be fit, you know, like, come to us and let's have a conversation. Like, what's the next step? It may not even be at our facility, but we can lead you in the direction of what steps you may need to take to improve your lifestyle, become healthier. And that's just like, use us as a place to just get started.
Right.
I think that would be the best thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's real clear that, you know, you're really committed to wanting to have a balanced workout. You value the warm up, the cool down, the strength training and progression. And I think it's a good point for me to kind of point out to our listeners that there's a lot of research out there that basically physical activity reduces premature heart disease, diabetes, colon cancer, it reduces high blood pressure, it relieves feelings of depression and anxiety. We talked about, you know, weight control, building bone. I see a lot of people with osteoporosis at my clinic. So definitely strength training helps with bone, muscle, joints, and even arthritis. I think a lot of times people think, you know, I have arthritis in my knee. I can't do squats anymore. I can't do this. They start doing the I can't. And actually, and the research supports this, the stronger they get, the more support that joint has. So less impact to that joint because their shock absorbers, their muscles are stronger and will absorb that impact with stairs and squats and walking. They do better. But at first, they kind of have to get over that like initial phase of working out where the joint, it kind of talks to them, but it doesn't inflame it all the way. And once they get past that and they get stronger, they improve. And so it's interesting. I think there's some beliefs out there about arthritis and exercise. Well, I can't do that because I have arthritis. Let's see what you can do. Let's at least start somewhere and build on that. And that's kind of what I heard you saying is like, we're willing to have a conversation and start where you're at.
Yeah.
And then tell me where you want to be and let's see if we can get there versus just throwing your hands up saying, well, aging's inevitable. I can't do it anymore. I'm no longer 20. Well, let's see where we are and then go from there. Because it's amazing what people have been able to accomplish. And I mean, I have countless stories and it sounds like you do too. So I think that's great that you're willing to just have that conversation and see where people are at and getting people to come on board and have a mind shift takes time and it takes relationship and trust. And it sounds like that's what you're really trying to do with people.
Yeah. Just try to get away from like the quick fixes.
Yeah. Like, cause it never really works. I mean, we all know that by now. Come on. Yeah. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Yeah. And when you really think about quick fixes, I mean, the opioid epidemic has been a disaster. And that's what, painkillers are kind of a quick fix, but it's really gotten this country in a world of hurt and we've lost a lot of people to it.
Yeah.
So it definitely isn't a real fix. Let's wrap up with a few questions. Do you have any kind of open house events or ways for people to come and just taste CrossFit? Or how do they, like, if they reach out to you, do they set up some kind of consult? Do they come by and what's the best way if they just are like, I'm still really kind of nervous?
Like, they can come like try a class. And like I said, like, we'll scale the workouts based on where they're at. Like, even if it's just like they're doing something totally different, but they can come try that group experience and see, meet people and see what other people are doing and the environment. Because that, once you feel more comfortable, then you can take the jump. But yeah, they can just come try a day and try a class and see how that works for them and get experience through it.
Good. No, I think that's great that you provide like a low barrier entrance and then see where people land. So what is your favorite outdoor activity in the South Sound? So people get to know a little more about you.
I like to go to Burfoot Park, I think. I would go there.
Yeah.
I do that a couple of times with my kids every once in a while. We go there.
Yeah, it's a fun place. You can get down to the beach pretty quick. It's steep getting down there, but it's fun once you get down on that beach. Yeah. I think that's a fun place. What's on your bucket list in the South Sound or the Pacific Northwest, if you need to go a little larger on that?
Probably do more outdoor activities, like go skiing and snowboarding and stuff like that. Like get out more.
Okay.
I think I've just been so focused on
the coaching gym. And the gym and stuff. It's hard when you have a business and getting things going. But yeah, there's so much to do outside here that's just so beautiful. What about your favorite restaurant that you could recommend? That, you know, we kind of talked about healthy eating, healthy choices. There are some good places, good options. Yeah, where have you landed for your favorite?
One thing that I like to do, I go to like Miso. I don't know.
I love Miso.
That's like my favorite. Yeah, that's right now. Just it's
quick, but it's healthy.
Yeah, so I do. I go to Miso quite often. That's my go-to.
Yeah, yep. That's a favorite around here for all of us too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then your number one advice to people in the South Sound regarding staying healthy, since this is the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, what's your number one advice?
Just start. Take small steps. Know that it's going to be a journey and just get started. Like, don't jump full force into it. Just one thing at a time. Get really good at that and then add something else. And that's like, I think is the way to stay healthy.
Yeah. Small, consistent choices every day, and it doesn't happen overnight. Yeah, I agree. And where can people find out more about you? So do you have a website?
Yeah, we have a website. It's CrossFitCloudCity.com.
Okay.
And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram at CrossFitCloudCity. And then that's where you'll find me and my business partner, Scott. You'll find out more information there, or you can try to find us on Instagram and get our personal page.
Okay.
And yeah, you can find me at @Lando_Holt. That's my Instagram page. And yeah, just if anybody wants to, just email us or contact us on there, and then we can start from there.
Okay. And then where's your gym located, your address and phone number? Just go ahead and put it. Oh, okay. We can put it in the show notes too.
Yeah, we could do that. Okay. I don't know it by heart right now.
Okay. All right. Just Google it and you'll find it, people. All right. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast, brought to you by Penrose and Associates Physical Therapy. If you want some free tips to implement right away on various problems like knee pain, back pain, running injuries, and many more issues, then jump on over to penrosept.com and download the free report that fits your needs. You will receive helpful tips right away and have the choice to email in for further questions and set up a free phone consultation. You can reach us at 360-456-1444 and info@penrosept.com. You can stay connected with us at stayhealthysouthsound.com and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Stay Healthy South Sound podcast.